It's the year 2066. 2066.6 to be exact. Synthetic oral disinfoculators have replaced the outdated condom, and my granule receptive, oscillating, undulating, perspirating, industrial engine, or groupie for short, is malfunctioning and is now jammed by my Motley Crue 80th anniversary tour 8-ball. Anyway, it's the future, and all this new shit has happened. Basically, this giant asteroid is heading towards Earth to fuck up this drunken voiceover dude and seriously ruin the kiss we need you to pay for our nursing home fee tour. Actually, Gene Simmons just bought the rights to the asteroid, which is now called MTV. MTV is going to enter the world, sucking all spirit and originality from us until we are flung into an emotionless void. We sent Motorhead into the lumbering beast, but Lemmy's efforts to snort the MTV was in vain. We sent the dead heart of Euronymous into the MTV to blast it away, but MTV just ignored it. Fuck, we even sent Dave Mustaine to lecture the asteroid to death, but it was all useless. Only Eddie, Vic Rattlehead, and Rambo can save us now. Unfortunately, they're all dead, and I think one of them doesn't exist. So before Metallica signs a multi-million dollar contract to appear on the asteroid, we're gonna send some smart scientific dudes to find a planet to escape from MTV and return us to our awesome existence. Or did we?
Oi, fuckhead! What the fuck are you talking about? You're always blabbering about complete and utter shit. Your mouth is so full of shit that shit radiates like a radioactive shit that has just done a shit in your shit. We need to clean up this control panel today unless we all want to be covered in the boss's shit.
Apparently X thinks the voiceover dude talks about complete and utter shit and also needs to do some work. The parallels between the voiceover dude and Glenn Benton stop there as this heroic voiceover... What the fuck is so funny, X?
Poo.
Shit.
Poo.
Poo.
Shit.
Ah, poo.
What poo?
Something has been crawling around shitting in here.
What kind of shithead would shit on the main control panel? Don't they know that the ship is launching tomorrow?
Does he always talk like this?
Only when it involves poo.
Oh, fuck.
Who is this anyway?
Hi, I'm the cleaner. I'm the new assistant manager the boss hired, and you sound as stupid as a Spinal Tap reunion. No, stupid all.
Haha, I'm known around here as voiceover, and that's because I'm the narrator of this story.
And I'm X, and we've been cleaning here for a year. This ship is pretty important. You probably heard of MTV? Well, this is the ship that's going to escape it. The dudes who own this ship are obsessed with keeping it clean. I'm obsessed with heavy metal and chicks. Either way, we all get paid very well. Actually, from the looks of it, you look like a metalhead as well. You want to bum off and have a smoke?
We're all clean as well, and we've got a schedule.
And mine included having a smoke.
Remember what Dragon Force did in 2020? They had a schedule too. They played for an entire week straight, then dropped dead.
Playing one of their songs is tiring enough.
Hey, voiceover, you should have heard this comeback I heard yesterday.
What was it?
I hope Michael Jackson molested you because you're a little child.
Awesome!
I always end up dealing with the idiots. Oh well, at least I don't have to manage them forever.
As X pondered over the stupidity of his words, which, ironically, had got him into shit, and the cleaner was pondering the inner complexities of a reanimated Michael Jackson assaulting X, this voiceover dude was left with the task of cleaning up what was hopefully rat poo from the main control panel.
Launch panel activated. Launch panel activated. Launch panel activated.
What the hell did you just do?
Activated. Launch panel.
What in the hell is going on around here?
Activated.
Anyway, I think I accidentally pressed the launch button.
You idiot!
You genius!
Don't worry, there's a cancel button somewhere on the control panel. It's labelled...
Cancel button?
Yeah. How did you know? You're like the smartest person I've ever met.
And he's met like two people.
Just find the cancel button and press it.
Hey guys, the cancel button is fucked. I don't know what the fuck to do.
What the fuck happened to it?
I think I was cleaning it and it had to be disengaged.
Hurry up and engage it. We're running out of time and we're almost in space.
Hey, isn't this the cancel button?
It's chocolate. The cancel button's made out of chocolate. Why is there a chocolate button on the most important spaceship on Earth? X, stop it.
But the cancel button is so tasty.
This ship was never meant to stop. It was meant to search for a planet that could sustain life. And X's space plane. It was meant to escape the asteroid and take its passengers into space to settle on some planet very far away. It was never meant to come back.
What about my family, my house, my...
But, Slayer's playing tomorrow. Can we turn this ship around?
Maybe if you get out and push.
Maybe we should throw you out of here, you idiot.
You know, you could be more positive. I mean, this way we don't have to worry about MTV anymore. And work is off for the day.
Yeah, fuck work. Come to think of it, fuck Earth. I mean, we can all avoid the death and destruction that would have been rained down on us, and I can finally play bass as loud as I want.
I never could find any cool thrash albums on Earth anyway. Most albums were destroyed in the great third war between Megadeth and Metallica. Hey, what's that behind this fuel gauge?
Is that a compact disc?
Fuck, that's ancient.
Who is it?
They're called Tripwire. Ever heard of them?
No. Do they rock?
Let's find out.
Mistake of the world to live is locked in a maze. fucking rocked!
Yeah, it was pretty cool. The bass player was a bit rusty, though.
So what are we going to do? We don't know how to operate the ship. We don't know who else is on the ship. We don't know anything.
The cleaner had finally admitted she was the stupid one, which had thoroughly enthused this voiceover guy. She was right, though. We were stuck in a ship taking us to some unknown location, and everyone was scared. Not to mention nervous and shitting themselves. We had a lot to find out. But all we knew right now was that, according to the monitor, we all were the greatest minds of the 21st century. And that we were metalheads in space!
Echo! Okay.